it's pretty awesome being Catholic, because we have a lot of signs, we have a lot of symbols that help point us on our way towards our God. And we especially have that with the sacraments. In the sacraments, we have so many different signs and symbols that elicit in us a response, an emotional response, a physical response. We touch, we smell, we taste the wonderful mercy and love of our God. Well, in today's gospel, Jesus does something that's involved in several of our sacraments, and that's that he lays his hands. He lays his hands upon those who are sick. He lays his hands upon Simon's mother-in-law. He lays his hands on those who are sick, who are ill, who are possessed by demons. He touches them. And our Lord does that because he shows us how powerful he is and how important the action of touch can be. In the sacraments that we have, we use our hands, the priests and deacons and celebrate the bishops, to celebrate the sacraments, to touch, to lay hands upon a man when he's ordained a deacon, a priest, or a bishop, to cross a baby's forehead with the sign of the cross, to put the chrism on the crown of the head. Bishop puts his chrism oil on the students who are confirmed, those who are confirmed into the Catholic Church. And in a special way, we lay hands upon those who are sick, upon those who are suffering, upon those who need the healing touch of our God. It's important because this week, on Wednesday, we'll celebrate the World Day of the Sick. Our Lady of Lourdes, we celebrate that wonderful day. And we celebrate the fact that there's a lot of people in the world who need prayers because of sickness, because of illness, because of whatever's going on. The sacrament of the sick was a beautiful experience that I had once as a priest, and I'd like to share that with you. The beautiful experience of laying hands on those who are sick. The most powerful experience that I had, which we follow along, the wonderful example that Jesus gave us in the gospel, if we lay our hands upon those who are sick and we call down his healing touch upon them. One day I was at a high school baseball game a couple of years ago on a previous assignment, and I'm at the game, and all of a sudden in the stands a lady passes out. She passes out, and there was a couple of EMTs in the stands that were working on her. The high school trainers went and worked on her, and they didn't have very good looks on their faces. They stopped the game, and one of the players who was playing in the game saw me in the stands and ran over to me. And he said, "Father TJ, that's my girlfriend's mom. She's Catholic. Can you go pray for her?" I was like, "All right, I can do that." So I ran to my car, I got my anointing oils, and by the time I got to her, they were doing CPR because she stopped breathing. And I asked the EMTs that were working on her, I said, "Is it okay? I'm a Catholic priest. Is it okay if I pray for her?" And they're like, "Yes, Father, whatever you need to do." So I laid my hands upon her. I anointed her with the oil of the sick. She started breathing again. I got her hooked up to an IV. They took her to the hospital. She ended up being fine. I like to believe that that was the power and the healing that came through the sacrament, that Jesus touched her, that Jesus gave her healing, gave her strength, and said, "I'm not done with you yet. I got something else in store for you." It was a beautiful experience for me as a priest because I got to see the Lord's working, and I get to see him in the wonderful celebration of the sacrament of the sick that sometimes we don't know about as Catholics, and sometimes we've maybe never experienced it or seen it. But it is a beautiful, wonderful sacrament because we call down the healing power and presence of our Lord to help those who need help. The touch of our Lord is always right there for us. He's always there to touch us in our times of need. In the gospel, those who were sick, those who had a fever, those who were possessed by demons, they came to Jesus, they were touched. And he said, "I got this. There's nothing too big for me that I can't heal. There's nothing too big for me that I can't help you with." And he tells us the same thing today. Maybe we're here because we're down on our luck. Maybe we're here because we're sad. Maybe we're here because we've had a tough time at work or at home or a difficult marriage or a tough time at school. And we say, "Lord, I need you. I need you to touch me. I need you to heal me." And our Lord, who loves us more than we can imagine, will reach out his hand upon us, and he'll touch us, and he'll heal us. And all we have to do is ask. The people in the gospel came to him and said, "Lord, please help my loved one. Please, please help me because I'm sick." The Lord wants to do that for us, and all we have to do is come to him with an open heart and say, "Lord, help me, because I need you." Our Lord loves us a lot, and He will be here for us. We're also reminded today on this World Day of Consecrated Life that our church needs men and women to be able to lay down their lives to serve God, to be able to be that bridge of God's love for the people of the world. That all of the people in the world need God's love, need His presence, need His working in their lives. And today we remember the World Day for Consecrated Life because there are men and women who lay down their lives in complete service to God and say, I'm here to help. I'm here to bring the presence of God to the world. It's also important because, as I said earlier, I work for the diocese. I work in the vocation office. So my job is I get to go around and I get to talk about, first of all, how awesome and cool it is to be a priest. But then second of all, to encourage the people of God to please help with the wonderful opportunity we have to call forth our young people to consider a vocation to the priesthood and the consecrated life. And so that's one of the reasons that I'm here with you today, because I need your help. And I need you to join me in praying for the men and women who have laid down their lives in this World Day of Consecrated Life. But I also need your help in encouraging young people to consider a vocation to the priesthood or the consecrated life, to lay down their lives for Jesus and say, Lord, here's my life. I'm here to serve. And this is how you can help me. First of all, young people, when you're thinking about what you want to do with the rest of your life, you're thinking about, well, what am I going to do when I grow up? I ask you, please, to be open to the possibilities. You can be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. To lay down your life in service to God, to say, Lord, I want to bring your healing presence to the world. And parents, you can help me by fostering a sense of vocations in your home, by talking to your sons and daughters about the possibility of laying down their lives in service to God. Of course, the most common vocation for the people here in the church today is a wonderful, beautiful, awesome vocation of married life. And the majority of the people here today are going to be married. And that's awesome. And it's beautiful. And it's wonderful. But some people in this church are called to lay down their lives in service to God, to being a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. And so I ask you, please, parents, to invite your sons and daughters to consider laying down their lives in service to God, by becoming a priest, a brother, sister, a nun, to being able to help bring the healing presence of God to the world. And I ask you people at St. John Vianney for your help too. And I need your help because I am the only priest in the whole diocese that does this full time. I'm the only priest that goes out to parishes and talks to schools and youth groups about the possibility of laying down their lives to serve Jesus as a priest in the consecrated life. And this is how you can help me. You can help me by helping lend your voice to Christ. By saying to young people that you know here in this parish that you think have wonderful qualities to be a priest or a nun, and say to them, I see in you some holiness. I see in you reverence. I see in you some great qualities, and I think you would be an awesome priest or a nun. And I want you to tell those young people. I want you to invite them, and I want you to tell them that you would be so proud if they were to answer the call to serve God as a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. One of the reasons I'm a priest today is because when I was growing up at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, a lot of the parishioners said that to me. They saw me serving Mass, and they said, man, TJ, you are reverent. You ever thought about being a priest? At the time, when I was in middle school, I'd say, oh, no, sir, no, sir. But that's okay, because God continued to work on me, and He continued to put people in my life that would say to me, have you ever thought about being a priest? And you know what happened? I became a priest of Jesus Christ. So maybe God wants to use your voice to sell somebody from this parish, and maybe they're called the priesthood of the consecrated life. And I'd ask you to please join me in inviting those special young people that you see in them great qualities and traits. Because my friends, our church needs men and women to lay down their lives to serve the Lord. In this special, wonderful day of consecrated, World Day of Consecrated Life, we remember that we need more sisters, we need more priests to be able to lay down their lives to serve Jesus. So I ask you, please, for your support. I ask you for your prayers. It would be awesome as vocation director if I could just like go out into a field and gather up a whole bunch of people and throw them in a seminary or the convent. But it doesn't work that way. Because vocations to priests of the consecrated life, they don't grow on trees. You know where they grow? in families just like yours, in churches just like these, in pews just like the ones right here in this church. That's where vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life come from. And so I ask you, please, to join me in encouraging and supporting young people to consider giving their hearts and their lives to Jesus, to being open to that call in their lives to serve our Lord as a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. So as we continue today in celebrating God, as we continue today in thanking Him for His love in our lives, we ask Him first for healing. For whatever it is that's in our lives that's causing us not to be our best, whatever's in our lives that we need the healing touch of God, and we ask Him to be able to receive that as we celebrate Eucharist. And we also pray that young men and women may be open to the call to serve God, to serve Him as priest, brothers, sisters, and nuns. May the Lord continue to bless us as we seek to draw closer to Him, and may He be with us on our journey to holiness so that we can love Him with our whole hearts.